Getting you home every weekday evening. 105 Drive.
Okay, well, again, it's Cambridge Open Studios time. It's July, and for the whole of the month, artists across Cambridge and Cambridgeshire are opening their doors and giving the public a chance to see just what it is they do and how they do it. And it's a welcome return to the studio of Tess Ainley. Tess,
hi. Hi, Neil. How are you doing?
Yeah, it's good
third
to see you
year,
again.
I think. Third year this year.
That's amazing. But actually, it's fair to say that you're not actually exhibiting at home, are you?
No, I'm not actually. This year, I'm exhibiting with a group of artists called the East Chesterton Artists.
Okay, we'll talk about them in a second. But first of all, I just wanted to pick up on your description in the brochure. It says here,
yes.
Original and quirky, mixed media and collage work, including life drawing with stitch on handmade paper, prints, cards and wearable art.
Yes, Neil, that's quite a mouthful, isn't it? Yeah, I can see where... Yeah, it's such a mixed bag of work that I do, hence the long description there. But basically, my work all comes under the umbrella of mixed media, if you like. But I primarily, mostly work on handmade paper with stitch. And in a collage style, I would describe my work. So it's kind of mixed media collage, really. But I do life drawing in stitch, which is something really different because not a lot of people do that. And I always have cards and wearable art. That's kind of brooches, things like that. So I, transmit a lot of my designs onto fabric brooches. I've done t-shirts in past years. I don't know if I'll get round to that this year. But lots going on. But mixed media is kind of the umbrella that my work comes under, really. I do some 3D work as well.
I've seen the stuff that you've done before, framed up, and as you say, 3D is very much the thing. How did you get into this?
Oh gosh, yes. Well, now we're talking. Well, I was living in Cornwall actually for about 8 years between 2002 and 2010. So it's kind of like a midlife change of career, really. I just happened to pick up a college course at Cornwall College, and in textiles, then went on to fine art textiles and graduated with an HND in 2006. And I've been doing it part-time ever since. Ever since I graduated, actually, I've been making and selling my work. And it's kind of a passion that I found kind of later on in life, but one that I'm so grateful for because it's such a big part of my life now.
It sounds like you're amazingly busy with it.
I am, yes.
You're part of this East Chesterton artist then.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
Well, the East Chesterton Artists, they're a group of artists. Some of the artists in this group have been together for over 10 years. It started with a few of them getting together. I think there were just six artists in 2012. There are 14 artists this year. And we're all based, well, I'm not based in the East Chesterton area, but I'm exhibiting with Diana Kazemi, who is in the East Chesterton area, and we did a very successful winter open studios together last year, hence joining their open studios group, the summer open studios group this year. So there's 14 of us artists all together, all working in different disciplines, from glass to mixed media to ceramics, jewellery, printmaking, and we've got a little trail leaflet, if you like, and it's really quite handy because anybody that's visiting the East Chesterton area, we've got a handy little guide leaflet, if you like, whereby you can visit several artists' work, see several artists' work, I should say, all at once in the same area. Mm-hmm. So we've produced this wonderful flyer, and we've also got a Facebook page called East Chesterton Artists where you can see more of images of our work and what we do. And it's great, really, for the person that's, visiting that area because they can see several artists' work all at once. And
what made you team up with Diana Kazemi?
Oh, well, Diana, well, actually, yes, that's interesting. Diana, last year I exhibited, as you know, down by the river, mm-hmm. At the Cambridge Museum of Technology. And Diana and another fabulous jeweller called Hannah Collins, they also used to exhibit there. Hannah's now a good friend of mine. And Hannah and Diana were exhibiting together last summer, but I teamed up with them last winter to do a winter open studios.
Right.
And on the back of that being really successful at Diana's house, I decided to join them this year. Well, it's just myself and Diana this year, this summer, to do, to exhibit together. And she's got fabulous wall space in a house that fits all my painting, and I think our work complements each other. She's a ceramicist, and my work, you know, is mixed media, and they go quite well together. And so, yeah, it was on the back of the Winter Open Studios really being so successful that I thought we'd exhibit again this year.
People might be mistaken for thinking then that Cambridge Open Studios is sort of an annual event. It's just 4 weeks, but you've got stuff going on all the time. What other stuff have you got coming up?
Oh gosh, well, we have just had, actually, we've just exhibited at the Chesterton Festival. We had a stall there on their Community Fun Day, exhibiting some of our local work. But also at Miller's Music Shop on Sydney Sussex Street, there's an exhibition in their window until the end of July, showing several of the Open Studios artists' work. And also at Heather's Bookshop in Cambridge also, Joe Tunmer, who's a painter printmaker, and Emma Bennett, who does collage, and myself, we're displaying some of our work as part of advertising Cambridge Open Studios. That's going on till the 20th of July. I believe Miller's have got a display in their window till the end of July. So they're just two displays different. I know, so much going on. But and then I've got other future exhibitions and a commission I've just been given too. So it's a bit bonkers at the moment, Neil, actually.
Well, that's okay. Do you use Open Studios as a window on your work to get commissions and things? Is that
yes, actually. I've always been very surprised how many people find me through Cambridge Open Studios. I mean, I've been approached by online galleries in the past, and I think, you know, galleries will look first on Open Studios pages to find local artists, whichever county you live in. And it's been very successful for me just being part of the group in other people finding me and finding out about my work. So, but they do like you said, other, you know, the July event happens every year for every weekend throughout July. But we can, as individual artists, do our own open studios, you know, throughout the year. And winter seems to be, you know, just before Christmas seems to be a popular time when individual artists will, you know, get together and do their own little group of open studios.
How much of a catalogue of work do you have ready for an open studio, and how much do you have to prepare?
Oh gosh, they all come round so quickly, Neil, it's crazy. I've got 10 pieces of work currently on the go.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know. 10 pieces of work, I've got at least a dozen new pieces of work this year, which is great that I've even had time to do that, really. But I've probably got 30 to 40 pieces of work collectively. Okay. That's just artwork. That's besides all the cards and all the other you know, small gift items that I sell each year. So yeah, it's fabulous, because it's a great opportunity to actually meet the people that you're buying your work. And it's not just all about selling the work either, it's discussing your work with people that are really interested and getting the wider community more interested.
Do people
in
make
art.
Suggestions to you? Have you ever changed what you do as a result of people visiting?
It's interesting you said that. I've not changed necessarily, but I do definitely. It's a great opportunity to pick up tips on what people are looking for. For example, I've only just started really doing the life drawing in Stitch, and that only came about because I did a commission for a very good friend, and they enjoyed it so much and had it up in their house. It got a lot of attention, so I thought, oh, I'll try some more of this. And last year in particular, I did have a lot of interest in my life drawing, and that's something fairly new that I've started doing. But because of the good response, that's something that I've continued. So yeah, I do work a little bit on feedback, you know, what people like as well. But
and if people want to see this stuff, is it on a website, or do you have time to do a website?
I did have a website, actually, Neil. I'm currently looking into redeveloping, making a better website, really. But currently you can just find me on the Cambridge Open Studios website. There's a bio on there of me and my work and what I do, and there's a gallery of photos. So it's like we all have a mini website included in.
So people get a good feel for the sort of stuff you do.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I've also got, you know, the usual social media. I've got a Facebook page, Tess Aney Mixed Media Artists, and Twitter. And I find that a lot, it's surprising how many people, you know, find you on social media now as well. So
It's all changed, hasn't it, since our day?
It is. Yeah, you're not kidding. It's not on paper and pen. Yeah, it's not pen and paper anymore. Yeah, very much social media. And I do, you know, I have had people that have found me via my Facebook page also. And so, yeah, it's a combination of people find you. They mainly find me on the website, to be fair, on the Cambridge Open Studios sure. website. I do find that's very, it's been very effective.
And you're open weeks 3 and 4,
yes.
So you're not open for the full month?
No, this week, actually, Neil, I've gone down from 4 to 3 to 2. Not. I didn't plan it that way. It's just that Diana's exhibiting the 3rd and 4th weeks, and as I'm joining her, so we're week 3 and 4, which is the 18th and 19th. And 25th and 26th of July from 11 till 6.
So do you get a chance, therefore, on the other 2 weeks to go and look at some of the other artists and works?
Yes, actually, that will be a blessing this year, because other years when I've done more weeks, I haven't had the chance to go around and visit fellow artists and friends and have a chat with them and see their work. And this year I have, so you'll absolutely find me at my... other people's houses the first 2 weeks in July. Yeah, it will give me an opportunity this year to be able to go and say hi, which will be nice.
Excellent. And just to recap on where you'll be and when you'll be.
Yes, so I'll be exhibiting on weekend 3 and weekend 4, and I am exhibiting with Diana Kazemi at the Old Dovecot 5 Church Street, that's CB41DT in the East Chesterton area of Cambridge. And any further information on any of us artists are on the Cambridge Open Studios website as well.
Lovely. It's always wonderful to see you, Tess, and this, as you say, it's year 3. Are you going to be here for year 4?
Well, now there's a question, Neil. No, I might be a part of Norfolk Open Studios. I've gone from Cornwall Open Studios to Cambridge Open Studios. We're looking into moving at the moment. So, yeah, watch this space. I might be on part of Norfolk Open Studios next year.
So this could be people's last chance for a while to get some of your work and to see what it is you do.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. So, so I will be... this is definitely an opportunity to pick up. If you're going to pick up any of my work in Cambridge, now would be the good time. Next year you might have to travel a bit further afield by the coast.
Well, that's it. It's by the sea. Anyway, it's lovely to see you again, Tess. Good luck with the Cambridge Open Studios. Lovely to catch up with you again, and hope it all goes well.
That's fantastic, Neil. Thank you. Nice to speak to you.
And you.